E-R-K-E-Y. Good morning, America. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am your host, nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado. Only nutritional supplements will be found in my practice at EconoComp Pharmacy. I don't like prescription drugs, never did like prescription drugs, and I don't think we need prescription drugs most of the time. With the exception of some antibiotics and some pain pills and some chemotherapy, more often than not, we're not sick, we're starving. This is the program dedicated to understanding nutritional supplements, dedicated to understanding the Youngevity line of nutritional supplements. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, call my friends Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. They're nice, they're knowledgeable, and they can walk you through the 500 or so products that are available through Youngevity. You can also check out my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com, and you can click on the Join Now link in the upper right-hand corner, and somebody will get back to you with some information about the Youngevity products and how you can make some money, too. So that's brightsideben.com, and of course, you can check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, pharmacistben.com. If you want to speak to us today, the number is 866-582-9933. If you've got questions about health or nutrition or nutritional supplementation, about ingredients, about skincare, we're here to help you out. We want to help you wade through the morass that is the complicated nutritional information world that we live in. 866-582-9933. We're here Monday through Friday on The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and I am joined by my co-host, as I am every day on The Bright Side, the esteemed and intelligent and wise Douglas Winfrey. Greetings, my friend Doug.
Good morning. Yes, what's it's up, always buddy? Good to be steamed, I say.
E-steamed.
E-steamed.
Yes,
yeah.
The e-steamed variety. So, we should take, I think we'll take calls in the second segment. If you've got calls and you're out there and you want to ask me a question, we'll take calls in the second segment because there's a lot of great stories I want to cover, Doug, and I've also been promising to get to a couple emails that I have not gotten to in the last few days, as you know, Doug, because you've scolded me about that, so we'll do that in the first segment. One story that I found interesting that I got yesterday, research from the Warwick Medical School at the University of Warwick has found that metformin, which is a drug that's used to treat diabetes, it helps stabilize the insulin response and blood glucose, liver glucose. It turns out that metformin can also provide protection against endometrial cancer. And I thought this was interesting, Doug, because the last couple of days we've been connecting different disease states with really severe problems. Restless legs may be a sign of heart risks. We talked about that yesterday. A couple days ago, we talked about psoriasis being linked to major adverse cardiovascular events. In this particular case, it turns out that when you take a drug that helps your diabetes, you can perhaps be protected against endometrial cancer. And the reason I thought this was important, Doug, is because diabetes is an insulin disease and a blood sugar disease. And it's a growth disease. And the reason that is because insulin is a growth hormone. It makes cells divide. It makes things grow. So anytime you have growth in the body, and that could be endometriosis, which is overgrowth of the endometrial lining in women, or it could be cysts like polycystic ovarian syndrome or polycystic kidney disease. Anytime you have excess growth in the body, cells dividing too fast, cells dividing out of control, you more than likely have a problem with insulin, sometimes with estrogen as well. And this is important because we have control to a large extent over our insulin secretion. And if insulin is responsible for so many problems in the body, if insulin dysfunction is responsible for so many disease states, and we have control, there is a leverage point for us in terms of our lifestyle choices over our insulin secretion, it becomes important to understand this link. If you have endometriosis, folks, if you have polycystic ovarian syndrome, so-called PCOS, I'll tell you what that is in a minute, or if you have polycystic kidney disease, anytime you hear the word polycystic in a disease state, you don't need a drug. And it is treatable by controlling your insulin levels. In fact, if you have to make one lifestyle choice, just one lifestyle choice around your health, that would be to control your insulin levels. And it's so easy to do. So polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, polycystic kidney disease, PKD, endometriosis, or even skin diseases that are caused by skin cells growing too fast, like psoriasis or acne. All of these can be at least somewhat, sometimes completely controlled by controlling your insulin levels. There's two ways to control your insulin levels. Number one, you can eat foods that do not cause as much secretion of insulin. Of course, those are your low glycemic foods, the foods that burn slowly. Low glycemic means burning slowly as opposed to high glycemic, which means burning fast. So the first thing you want to do if you want to control your insulin levels, if you want to slow up insulin release, is reduce your intake of fast-burning foods, breads, pastas, rice, corn, potatoes, pretty much everybody's favorite foods, Doug, cereal, bread. Those are all high glycemic, fast-burning foods, and they will cause insulin to come to the rescue. You can kind of think of insulin as the fire department putting out the fire. And the more fires you got burning, the more insulin's going to have to come out. And over time, your body stops listening to insulin, so more insulin has to come out. And then your body stops listening to that insulin, more insulin comes out. That's called insulin resistance, and it's a very, very serious problem. Some of the disease states that are associated with insulin resistance include hypertension, high blood pressure. Cardiovascular disease is also associated with insulin resistance. Changes in blood fats, triglycerides, and cholesterol levels are also associated with insulin resistance. Even cancer itself is associated with insulin resistance. Fully half of the deaths in this country, over half of the deaths in this country, 70% of the deaths in this country can be linked in one way or another to insulin resistance. So first, your strategy should be to reduce the amount of foods that you eat that will cause insulin to come out in spurts, cause high levels of insulin to be secreted from the pancreas. Now, if you're one of those folks who's having a hard time getting off of the insulin-spiking foods, the high glycemic foods, the fast-burning foods, here's a trick. Eat more protein. In fact, every meal should begin with protein, ideally some kind of powder protein supplement like the Nature's Way from Youngevity or the Suzanne Summer Shake from Youngevity. If you start your meals off with protein, you will find yourself eating less and you'll find yourself craving those insulin-spiking foods less as well. It's a real neat strategy. I don't like willpower, folks. I don't like fighting the body. I like outsmarting the body. If you take in more protein, you won't have to force yourself away from the bread and force yourself away from the cereal and force yourself away from the cake. You'll naturally gravitate away from it. The more protein you eat, the less you are going to want the insulin-spiking food. So, first strategy for reducing insulin secretion out of the pancreas, if you have any kind of insulin issues like polycystic kidney disease or polycystic ovarian syndrome or endometriosis, or any skin issues that are associated with elevated insulin, like psoriasis and acne, for example, you're going to want to reduce your insulin-spiking foods. And then there's a second strategy that you want to employ in addition to reducing those foods, and that is to potentize your insulin, to make your insulin stronger. Because if your insulin is more potent, if your insulin is stronger, your pancreas won't have to be secreting as much into your blood. And there are some fabulous nutritional supplements for doing that. The Sweeties from Youngevity, which is chromium and vanadium, is very important for potentizing insulin, and most people, unless they're supplementing, will find themselves deficient in these two very important minerals, chromium and vanadium. The B-complex in general, as we've spoken about many times on this program, are also important for potentizing insulin, especially vitamins B1, which is thiamine, and vitamin B3, which is niacin. And then, of course, there are other minerals that help potentize insulin, too, zinc and magnesium are key minerals for making your insulin stronger. Something very interesting, by the way, the sugar plant, the sugar beet plant, and the sugar cane plant happen to be very high in all of these nutrients that are responsible for helping potentize insulin. That is chromium, vanadium, the B complex, magnesium, and zinc. Wouldn't hurt you to throw in a little alpha lipoic acid either. That also helps potentize your insulin and makes your liver work better. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is the number. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, call my friends Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. We'll take a break on The Bright Side and be back after this. Don't go away.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237. Extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/alex, 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/alex.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am your nutritional pharmacist. Every morning on the Bright Side, on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is a nutritional drink, nutritional Kool-Aid. It's got 130 vitamins, minerals, and amino acids and antioxidants, plus fruits and vegetables, all your colloidal minerals, minerals in the right form. It tastes great. It's cheap, or it's inexpensive, I should say. And you can ask Phyllis and Andy about that at 866-735-2470. Doug, what's the phone number if they want to get on board today?
Well, if you'd like to call and ask a question or have a comment, call us at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. And you'll be calling the Genesis Communications Network, as we've had a couple callers already do today.
And Jason is one of them. Jason, what's up, buddy?
Our new show, Crash, are you?
What the heck was that? Okay, well, tell Jason, why don't you give Jason the heads up that we'll be getting to him. Doug, we got a bunch of stories to talk about today, and I got a bunch of emails, too. I'm going to let you pick here, because I got some real good ones, and I can't decide. I got vitamin A derivative can inhibit early forms of breast cancer. How do you like that one? Here's a good one. Denture adhesives can cause a zinc overdose. Have you ever heard of that?
I've never heard of it, but it doesn't surprise me. I know a lot of those products have a lot of zinc in them. Is it possible to OD on some of those things, or is it no matter what kind of form it's in?
Well, zinc is one of those that you can OD on, absolutely. In fact, you want to be taking around 50 milligrams of zinc a day. That's a good baseline level to be at for a daily. If you take 50 milligrams a day, you can miss a day here and there, but that's a good baseline daily amount of zinc to take, 50 milligrams, 50, and you always want to balance your zinc with copper. Zinc and copper go together. In fact, that's what this story is talking about. There is zinc in some of the adhesives, and when you take zinc, when you get zinc in the adhesives, you can run into actual copper deficiency. So if you are one of those folks who's using denture adhesives, you want to make sure that you're taking 2 to 4 milligrams of copper with your zinc. And as far as your question goes, taking too much of these things, yes, indeed, you can take too much of zinc. And zinc is one of those really interesting nutritional supplements that if you take too much of, the side effects, the toxicity of overdosing on zinc are actually the same as the signs of underdosing on zinc. If you want to know if you're deficient in zinc, here's a trick for you. Go get yourself something called zinc heptahydrate, spelled H-E-P-T-A-H-Y-D-R-A-T-E, heptahydrate, zinc heptahydrate, and you put it in your mouth. It comes in a liquid. You kind of swish it around in your mouth. If it tastes really, really bitter and bad, then you're probably okay on zinc because zinc is involved in how we taste things. But if you can swish that zinc around in your mouth and you don't taste it at all, chances are you're deficient in zinc. You could try it also with just a plain old zinc tablet. Sometimes that works as well if you can't find zinc heptahydrate. So if you can taste the zinc, that means you've probably got enough zinc. But if you're one of those folks, and there's a lot of them out there, I've seen it myself, where they just don't notice that the zinc tastes horrible in their mouth, chances are you're deficient in zinc. So zinc is one that you can be deficient in, and you can take too much of. If you do take too much of zinc, some of the things you'll notice is you may have a decrease in immunity, and you may have a breakout. You may break out with acne. Zinc is also actually important for prostate, for protecting you from prostate disease. Zinc deficiency has been associated with benign prostatic hypertrophy, so-called BPH. So zinc's important for skin health, zinc's important for reproductive hormone health, zinc's important for prostate health, and zinc is not found in a lot of foods, mostly meat. Meat foods and in the outer parts of grains. So you got to get a lot of calories to make sure you're getting enough zinc, enough daily zinc. So it's a good idea to make sure that you're supplementing with 50 milligrams, 50 milligrams. I like zinc picolinate, and you can treat zinc. If you have acne, you can consider zinc to be a treatment for acne, actually a medicinal treatment for acne and for all skin issues, really, but especially for acne. It's the core of our acne therapy regimen at Sanita Skincare, where I formulate skincare products. All right, let's see. Is Jason back on the line? Do we have Jason? We lost Jason. Okay, well, Jason wants to talk about asthma. Asthma is an immune condition. Anytime you have vasoconstriction, inappropriate constriction of blood vessels or of airway vessels, we'll say, bronchioli in the lungs, anytime you have constriction or anytime you have dilation opening up, constriction closing, dilation opening up inappropriately in the body, you want to think about the immune system. And so for asthma folks, asthma is one of those that's just real easy to treat without drugs. And let me tell you something. If you go to the doctor, they're going to give you a drug that suppresses your immune system. Well, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? If you have asthma and the doctor in his infinite wisdom gives you a drug that suppresses your immune system to relieve your asthma, what is that telling you about the asthma? It's telling you that it is an immune condition. Well, folks, if you have a hyperactive immune system, do you think it makes sense to suppress your immune system, to knock your immune system out? doesn't it make more sense to figure out why is your immune system hyperactive? And what you'll find, if you backtrack far enough, you'll find that something is getting into your body inappropriately, almost always that is coming in through the digestive system. So for Jason or for anybody out there who has asthma, who is suffering from constriction in the small airway vessels in the lungs, make sure that you are researching food allergies fully. And you may not think you have one, but chances are you do if you have vasoconstriction or any kind of constriction or any kind of dilation in the body. Backtrack it to the digestive tract always. All right, Doug, this is from Reuters. Study finds genetic clues to major cause of kidney disease worldwide. Check this out, Doug. For the first time, researchers have found 5 regions in the genome that increase susceptibility to IgA, that is immunoglobulin nephropathy, that is autoimmune disease of the kidney. Well, what do we just say about autoimmune disease and hyperactive immune systems? Folks, it is not a genetic issue. Even if researchers have found 5 regions in the human genome that increase susceptibility to autoimmune disease of the kidney, which, by the way, is increasing at an alarming rate, it is not a genetic consideration. See, if it was a genetic consideration, then we would be helpless and forced to take drugs to modify the symptoms. That's why we keep hearing about the genetic correlates of these autoimmune diseases, like autoimmune kidney disease or celiac disease, which is another one that they always tell you is a genetically based disease. The fact
They've
of the matter
found,
is...
Genetic markers for Alzheimer's. I just saw a story on that yesterday.
They always want genetic markers for these things. You know, you have control to a certain extent over your genetics via a factor called epigenetics. In fact, epigenetics is the latest science in genetics. Genetics is almost 60 years old now, since Watson and Crick came up with their chemical structure of DNA. And certainly genetics plays a role. But today we know that there is a field of science, a field of medicine, a field of healing that is transcendent to genetics. It supersedes genetics. In fact, the very name epigenetics means transcendent to genetics. And epigenetics are the nutrition that you put in your body, the feelings that you feel, and the thoughts that you think. That's right. When you think a thought and you feel a feeling, it actually has an ability to change the biochemistry of your body, which can ultimately affect your genetics. Now, doesn't it make more sense to take the control back over your health than have to rely on some pharmaceutical intervention that controls genetics at the DNA level? That's what we're about here on The Bright Side, taking control back of our health. If you've got questions about your health, if you've got questions about nutritional supplementation, if you've got questions about the longevity supplements, give us a call at 866-582-9933, or you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470, or check out my website, brightsideben.com. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs with my co-host Doug Winfrey. 866-735-2470 is the number to call if you want to learn more about the Longevity products. 866-735-2470. And Doug, what do they need to do to get on board today?
Well, if you'd like to call in and talk with us today, give us a call at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you've got a question or a comment.
And let's go to Ohio. I think we've got Julie on the line. Is it Julie? Nancy. Nancy, what's up?
Hi, Dr. Ben. I had a thermography, and there's an irregularity.
Okay.
The doctor said that there's some heat in there's heat showing, and
okay.
I did have some blood work done. We haven't gotten the results back yet, but he said if we don't do something within 5 to 6 years, I could have breast cancer. So I was
okay.
wondering what you recommended.
Okay, a couple things I recommend. I'm glad you got 5 or 6 years to work on it. That's kind of good news, so you caught it early.
Yeah.
By the way, for our listeners, thermography is a way of detecting tissue changes using heat as opposed to using radiation, which is what a mammography does. A mammogram can actually increase your risk of breast cancer. You're getting over 1,000 times the radiation in a mammogram that you do in a chest X-ray. And given that the breast tissue is already very vulnerable and that breast tissue is very fatty, I'd be staying away from a mammogram. So kudos to you for knowing about thermography as well as to your doctor. He was an MD?
He's an MD, but he's into preventive medicine.
Good deal. Good deal. Keep him. Sounds like
yes,
a good guy.
Definitely.
Good job. Well, if you want it, you know, you got 5 or 6 years, that's great, because there's a lot you can do to protect yourself from breast cancer, which will affect 1 out of every 7 or 8 women today. And it's not, despite the race for the cure and all the breast cancer awareness that's going on, breast cancer is actually increasing, not decreasing. So first and foremost, the breast is a fatty tissue. The breast is a fatty gland, really. And so you want to make sure that you're getting the correct kinds of fats, omega-6 fats and omega-3 fats, and staying away from the bad fats, the fried fats, the trans fats. So that means changing your diet if you like fried foods, or which a lot of people do, or if you like deep-fried, you know, French fries and that kind of stuff. Staying away from that and replacing all your trans or fried fats with essential fatty acid fats, and making sure your essential fatty acid fats are fresh, and they're kept in the refrigerator and in a dark bottle. Now, if you do the liquid fats, you want omega-3s as well as omega-6s. And I'm going to be talking about that in the next few days. Some folks feel like you just need the omega-3s. I think you need both omega-6 fats and omega-3 fats. Now, if you like the capsules, Youngevity's got a great capsule called the Ultimate EFAs. You want to take 3 to 6 to 9 of them a day. You can take as many as you want. Personally, I'd be taking 9 a day, minimum of 3 a day. So that's, first of all, it's good fats. Secondly, and this is very, very important, cancer loves sugar and cancer hates oxygen. So you want to restrict the amount of fast-burning sugars, and if you have any kind of diabetes or blood sugar issues, those need to be corrected as well. So how do you stay away from those fast-burning sugars? Eat more protein. As we were talking in the beginning of the show, you want every meal to start off with 20 grams of protein. 20 grams is easy to measure if you have a scoop, because then you can just scoop out a powder, and that's why I like the Nature's Way or the Suzanne Summers Shake products so well. If you want to do it with food, eggs are a good source of protein. Meat is just so-so, because there's all kinds of stuff in the meat, actually stuff in the meat that can make cancers worse. So I'd be careful with meat. Small amounts of fish and small amounts of seafood are good. Nuts and seeds are also a good source of protein. But you want all your meals to begin with a small amount of protein, like 20 grams or so. A chicken breast has about 20 grams of protein in it, average chicken breast, and an egg has about 7 grams of protein in it. Also, don't underestimate the importance of oxygenation, deep breathing. Cancer cells grow by using a different kind of energy production, a non-oxygen-based energy production. So the more oxygen you give yourself, the harder it will be for cancers to thrive. So practice deep breathing into your belly. You may want to take a yoga class or even a meditation class. I was just reading a really cool article from one of these scientific websites about meditation and oxygenation. Demystifying meditation. So meditation is a great way to make sure that you're getting enough oxygen as well. Then your antioxidants, the superstar antioxidant is one that we don't talk a lot about, we don't talk enough about, I should say, and that's vitamin C. High doses of vitamin C throughout the day, and you always want to take your vitamin C in divided doses. It wouldn't hurt you to do it maybe 2 to 5, even up to 10 grams of vitamin C a day. Last but not least, your body's primary cancer fighter. Your body's main cancer fighter is glutathione, G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E, glutathione. Taking in the raw materials to help your body make glutathione and activate glutathione can be very helpful for protecting yourself from cancer. And the raw materials are glutamine, that's spelled G-L-U-T-A-M-I-N-E, glycine, and that's spelled G-L-Y-C-I-N-E, and then something called NAC or N-acetylcysteine. You can find all of those amino acids, the 3 amino acids for building glutathione, in whey protein. Just another reason why whey protein is the best protein going. And then the minerals selenium and sulfur can also help activate glutathione. So you might want to make sure that you're getting 400 to 600 micrograms of glutathione. There's a great, or selenium, 400 to 600 micrograms of selenium. There's a great selenium product from Youngevity. Call Phyllis and Andy. They can tell you about that at 866-735-2470. I like MSM as a source of sulfur. And then there's a lot of other great antioxidants and cancer protectors. Resveratrol is one that's been in the news lately. You may have heard of that. That comes from grapeseed. Melatonin. Melatonin is a powerful antioxidant and a powerful anti-cancer substance. And melatonin also helps you sleep. It's anti-aging. And many people, as they get older, don't make as much melatonin as they should. So taking melatonin is another thing that you might want to think about doing. So you got
a lot
of strategies there.
Yogevity has a great resveratrol product, the new RTQ
That's right.
Cell Shield.
That's right.
It's,
thank you for that,
the equivalent of drinking like 290-some glasses of red wine.
And the name of it is Cell Shield. That's right. Call Phyllis and Andy. Nancy, they can help you at 866-735-2470. Got
hey, can you clear something up for me, Ben, real quick?
Sure.
You were talking about that cancer hates oxygen, but we're told that one of the things that leads into cancer is these free radicals, which are caused by oxygen. So how does that work?
Well, that's a good question. Free radicals are actually a result of oxygen's impact on atomic matter, not oxygen itself, but the impact that oxygen has. And so, that's a great question, Doug, and I'll get into that since there's a little chemistry involved in that, and I need to spend some time with that, and we have to take a break, but that's a great question. So we'll take that when we come back from break. I'll tell you how that whole oxidation thing works. And you're right. If antioxidants protect you from cancer, why would oxygen be protected from cancer, right? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, that's kind of where you lost me.
Yes. So oxygen, cancer hates oxygen, and antioxidants at the same time are very important for protecting you from cancer. That's because oxygen has an effect on atomic matter. And the effect that oxygen has on atoms is really where you start the whole cancer ball rolling. And that's a great question, Doug, because a lot of people probably want to know that. We'll get to that when we come back from our break. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. We're here 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And if you want to learn about the longevity products, call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Or you can check out my blog, brightsideben.com. You can also, my website, brightsideben.com. My blog is pharmacistben.com. If you get to the website, brightsideben.com, you'll see a little button on the upper right-hand corner. Click that, and somebody will get back to you with some info about the longevity products. We're going to take a break on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey. We'll be back right after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the Bright Side. I am your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now button. You can also call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Let's see, Jason, Billy, Gail, hang on. We'll get your calls in a minute. But, Doug, I want to address your question, which was very interesting. Why is oxygen important for fighting cancer, and why are antioxidants, which fight oxygen, also important for cancer? It sounds like kind of a conflict there, doesn't it? Well, here's the deal. You see, oxygen itself is important for keeping cancer cells from growing because cancer cells thrive under conditions of low oxygen. So when you put oxygen into the system, your cancer cells can't grow. However, oxygen is a very powerful element that can knock electrons off of atoms. Atoms tend to have a couple of electrons on the outside part of their shape, if you will. And when one of those electrons gets knocked off, and oxygen can do it, the sun can do it, chlorine can do it. When we say something is bleached, what we're really talking about is chlorine knocking an electron off of an atom. Well, when oxygen does it, or anything does it, now you have an atom with just one electron instead of two. You know what we call an atom with just one electron instead of two? When it has two, it's complete. When it has one, we call it a free radical. And that free radical will search high and low to find another electron so it can be completed, sort of like a bachelor looking for a woman or a single lady looking for a man. It wants to be completed with its pair. And it will search high and low, and if it comes to a cell membrane, cell membranes are rich sources of electrons, and it can steal an electron, literally steal an electron from a cell membrane, and if this happens often enough, cell membranes can become dysfunctional, cells can be dysfunctional, and cell growth will be dysfunctional, and that can lead to cancers. God forbid if one of these free radicals finds another source of electrons, which is your DNA, which is the blueprint for cell growth, then you have a really big problem, and if enough of these free radicals, these single electron atoms hit the DNA, that's where you can get some mutations and cancers as well. So it's not so much the oxygen that's causing the problem, it's the effect of the oxygen knocking off the electron, creating the free radical. Antioxidants act as electron contributors. They actually donate electrons to the free radical to quench or shut down that free radical theft of other electrons. They donate, they sacrifice their own electrons so that these free radicals are quenched or quieted down and they're no longer destructive, stealing electrons from DNA or from cell membranes. Did that make sense, Doug? Did I explain that?
Yeah,
right?
It does. That's a good way of putting it.
Okay, good. All right. So hopefully that makes sense to the listeners as well. Jason in Texas wants to call him back about his asthma. What's up, Jason?
Hi, Ben. Yeah, I've had some serious asthma attacks lately the past week or two.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's pollen-related. We've had high pollen counts here in Austin.
Well, the pollen's contributing. The pollen is definitely contributing, but you can't run away from pollen. It's out there, and your immune system should be able to handle pollen anyway. Here's the problem. Chances are you have something called a high immune load, which means your immune system is overloaded, and now it's reacting to whatever's out in the environment and happens to be pollen in the springtime. So here's what you need to do is you want to figure out what is overloading your immune system. And if you've heard this program before, you know where I'm going to take you with this one. The number one place where the immune system gets overloaded is the digestive system. So I've yet to hear, and I've been doing this a long time, I've yet to hear a case of asthma that does not have an associated digestive condition. Now, you may know you have it or you may not. Do you know if you have one or not? Any issues around the digestive system, bloating, discomfort, cramping? Okay, that's what you want to work on, my friend. So when you have a food that triggers a digestive reaction, that's a food that's going to overload your immune system and make you more susceptible to pollen or anything else. So you can't avoid the pollen, but you can avoid the foods that are triggering the immune system, and that's what you want to be looking at. Then there's also supplements that can strengthen your digestive system. The Biolumin Nightly Essence from Youngevity is a probiotic supplement. So you want to get yourself on something that's good bacteria. Probiotics are good bacteria. That can support immune health. And then with every meal, you should be taking one or two digestive enzymes. Youngevity's got a great one if you like the Youngevity products, the ultimate enzyme. But before you eat your meal, right when you sit down to eat your meal, take a couple of digestive enzymes, and that can go a long way towards protecting you from any digestive allergens that are getting into the system. But, of course, the best thing to do is avoid foods that you notice are triggering a digestive reaction. Okay?
Well, once the reaction hits, what's the best thing to do as far as...
There's a couple things you could do once the reaction hits. I'd be staying away from steroids. You may want to try high doses of vitamin C. That can sometimes help, high doses of vitamin C. And by high doses, I mean a teaspoon of the powder, which is about 4 or 5 grams, depending on how high a teaspoon you fill up. That can help. Also, something called bioflavonoids. Bioflavonoids actually help vitamin C work, and they have antihistaminic properties. Histamine is the chemical that's causing the reaction. So bioflavonoids can be helpful. You'll find bioflavonoids either as a supplement, or you can also get them, of course, in fruits and vegetables. Stay away from the fruits, more for vegetables. There's a really there's a bioflavonoid actually that's really has a lot of literature that supports its use as an antihistamine, and that is something called quercetin, and that's spelled Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, quercetin. Onions are a good source of quercetin, but you can also find quercetin supplements, and that can act as a
antihistamine. That's at the Cell Shield as well.
Oh, that's another great one, too. Yeah, anything that acts like a natural antihistamine will help. High doses of vitamin C, bioflavonoids, quercetin, Doug's good recommendation's good, too, the Cell Shield. Okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for calling from Texas. Let's take Gail. What's going on, Gail?
I have a 16-year-old son. He has warm, clammy, shaky hands and acne, and I'm just wondering, does that... Some of the blood sugar things, diabetes is in my family? Or?
Absolutely. Absolutely sounds like a blood sugar thing. Several things that you want to know about. First of all, most importantly, there's no such thing as acne. Acne is a multi-category disease state. It's not one thing. We say if there's zits on the face or pimples, we call it acne, but there's different biochemical causes that really have to be identified if somebody has this thing we call acne. So insulin is definitely one of the reasons why people will break out. So if he has diabetes in the family, I absolutely will be checking into that. Getting him on more protein, lowering the insulin-spiking foods, as we've talked about, is very helpful. I'd put him on zinc right away, 50 milligrams of zinc. Not only will that help his blood sugar, but it's also very important for treating acne. The clammy hands tells me and the shakiness tells me that he's going into some hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, which will initiate adrenal activity. The adrenal glands are your body's glands that kick in when you're low blood sugar. So,
oh.
and, And the adrenal glands, the energy that you get from the adrenal glands is not nice, clean, smooth energy. It's shaky, jittery energy. So when you see that shakiness, that tells me that he's hypoglycemic and he may be going into some adrenal activity, and that will mess up acne also. Is he oily? Is his skin oily?
Yes.
Okay, that's another sign of adrenal activity, is oily skin. So I would be looking at that whole connection between the blood sugar system and the adrenal glands. Now, I'm not going to tell you about the digestive system, but it is something that you want to focus on, because if he has any digestive problems, that will mess up the blood sugar. So, but I don't want to go there right now. Let's just focus on the blood sugar. Have him doing protein at the beginning of every meal, mm-hmm. and have him lowering the amount of breads and pastas and all those high glycemic index foods that he's eating. And then there's wonderful nutritional supplements for the adrenal glands, and they also help with acne. In fact, pantothenic acid, which is vitamin B5, is not only critical for the adrenal glands, absolutely vital for adrenal health, but it's also very helpful for treating oily acne. And whenever you take vitamin B5 or any of the B vitamins, you want to make sure that you're taking all of them together. So get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which has all your B vitamins. Call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Tell them that you want the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and then make sure you're getting 500 to 1,000 milligrams, or your son is, 500 to 1,000 milligrams of vitamin B5 with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. There's also a really neat product called De-Stress. And Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470 can tell you about the De-Stress that's specific for the adrenal glands. It has zinc, it has vitamin C, it has the B-complex, all of which are very important for adrenal health. And then last but not least, non-nutritionally, oxygen is very helpful for slowing down adrenal activity. When you are breathing shallow breathing triggers the adrenal glands into its emergency mode. So slow, deep breathing is a great way to relax the adrenals. There's a lot more to talk about, but that's all we have time for today. You can always give us a call tomorrow. Gail, I hope we helped you out. Thanks to all our callers. Thanks to Doug Winfrey. Thanks to everybody at Youngevity. I am pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, as always, my friends, live from the bright side. Good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Bye for now.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.